Welcome to the Messenger Podcast. I hope that you will sit back and take a few moments to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord would like to say to you today. He is encouraging us and challenging us to not be afraid, but to be strong in the power of His might. Now, let's go to today's podcast. Hello there. Today's podcast is entitled, Determine Now to Not Look Backward. It is also a prophetic word from the Holy Spirit, but I also know that this word can carry weight for many years. In John 4:35, it says, Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Plant your feet and determine not to look backward. The enemy will assault you to press you backwards. Have I not said, without a prophetic vision, the people perish and go backwards? I am ready to revisit the areas that advanced my purposes but retreated at the day of battle. You see, this is the beginning of the shaking of governments. There must be a confrontation of governments. My government on earth is arising and causing entire regions to shake. I am restoring and raising up leaders. In the past season, my gift within leaders could not find its place in my government. However, now I am causing governments and gifts to divinely find one another to connect. This is creating great shakings from region to region throughout the land. This alignment is creating a shift in civil government. Today is a day of breaking off that which caused my leaders to retreat from the visitations of the past. Many advanced and then quit and retreated. Now is the time to advance. I am restoring many of you to lead this advance, and there will be great connections occurring in my body in this advance. This will be the beginning of confronting sorceries, astrology, and witchcraft, which have produced control. I am sending you forward, and I am releasing supernatural wisdom. This wisdom will cast down the sorcerers, the astrologers, and those practicing witchcraft throughout the regions. Love and confidence is arising in my body. The past years have been a time of restoring a level of worship, humility, meekness and purity in your calling, and boldness in the choices you make. From worship, you will now move into a new supernatural dimension. Now do not fear this call to the supernatural. The Baal systems of this nation will begin to strengthen to keep my new refreshing strategies from forming and advancing in your region. Do not fear these systems, but keep confronting through prayer the powers that have attached themselves to the structures of governments in your region. I will make you into a supernatural people who can rise up and overthrow that which has controlled you in the past. My people are becoming a new, sharp threshing instrument. This threshing is producing shaking. This shaking is releasing harvest, and this harvest will not rot in the fields of neglect or laziness. This is the beginning of a powerful consuming fire. When these occult structures are overthrown, consuming fire will sweep through this nation, and you will set my name upon the high places. My all-consuming light will address the idols and temples of religious shame and control. I have given so many who call themselves my anointed much time to deal with hidden sins. Sins in their marriages, sins of competition, jealousy over who is used by me, and harsh verbal words of shame used to control and break the will of another servant in my calling. Some have called themselves my servants, but have only served their own purposes in place of self-comfort and self-promotion, letting others do the labor in prayer. Jeremiah 7:24 says, But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed the stubborn inclinations of their evil hearts. They went backward and not forward. Deal with your weak and cowardly attempts at holiness through repentance and honesty of heart before me and others whom you have been walking in fellowship with. The days of personal ambition and hierarchy are numbered. My fire must be in your heart. The fear of the divine supernatural is to be removed from you. Many have fallen into fear over the supernatural spirits that have surrounded them. Therefore, they have retreated in their prayer life and fallen into passivity. 1 Samuel 12:24 says, "Be sure to honor the Lord and serve him faithfully with all of your heart, considering what great things he has done for you." This is the beginning of a new day. Plant your feet. The window of opportunity for change is short and sweet. This will be a time that night watches are reformed in your region, and I will revisit you in the night watch. I will visit my bride as I described in the Song of Solomon and knock upon her door. This is not a time for hesitation. Night watches will spring forth across the nations. Once again, these watches will open the door to me and I will come again. Therefore, I am calling watchmen to rise up and cry out day and night for my bride to be positioned near the door of opportunity in these lands. Be positioned, ready to open the door of opportunity in your nation. My bride must not hesitate to open the door, since harvest is waiting to come through the door into the storehouse of my kingdom. My will has been activated on earth. I am advancing. Advance with me. I will lead you into warfare. Many have grown fearful of confronting the enemy. I came to destroy the works of the enemy. I confronted both legalism and liberalism. I say, rise up in worship that you might confront. Without confrontation, your enemy, the legalist, will gain much strength against you and narrow the boundaries of your freedom. If you will align yourselves properly and allow your gift to work within my government, I will guide you like a troop into warfare and make you victorious. Worship is arising. From worship, you will war. For a sound of war is coming into the heart of my people. John 4:23 says, "A time will come, however, indeed it is already here, when the true, genuine worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, reality. For the Father is seeking just such people as these as his worshipers." Do not go backwards. Take off the old garments that would hinder you. My advance is now in the earth, and you have been blinded from the supply of the future. A new seer anointing is about to arise in my people. What you couldn't see in the past, you will now see. You've tried to connect and align with some, but now I will release a new anointing for connecting. You will see strategies of supply that have been hidden from you by occult powers. The seer anointing is coming back into your region. My people's eyes are about to see their supply. Advance is now in the earth. Open your eyes and advance with me. You will know me as the great provider. You will know me as the great healer, and you will see me bring fulfillments and answers to my many promises. Yes, you will now begin to release a manifestation of my joy of release from captivity, from region to region, throughout the lands, and in all nations crying out for more of me. Revelation 21:4, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. For there will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. Let's pray about this word. I believe that when the word is spoken, or when the Lord gives a word of prophetic warning, a prophetic word for the year, or for seasons or times in our life, many times we just read a dozen or two of them and pick the best pieces that make us feel good. And that truly is immaturity in walking with the Lord. It's also rather selfish. Let's learn to digest slowly. Eat the Word of God. Heed the prophetic words, the teachings, the instructions, the exhortations, and read them again and again, highlighting points that stand out to us individually, so that we might
be accountable to the Lord for being obedient to the words that we hear and that we act on them. Let's pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. And Lord, whoever is praying with me or listening to me, no matter what nation they come from, whatever tribe they come from, whatever people group they come from, Father, if they have called upon the name of Jesus Christ and given their lives over to him and have renounced the works of evil, they are family in Christ. They are of a heavenly kingdom. So we join together with you. And we cry out to you, Lord God, for this promise that you will be the great provider and the great healer, and that you will fulfill the promises you have spoken to so many who are crying out in desperation for a rich change in the body of Christ, that hearts would wake up from passivity and self-focus, that those that become quickly embittered or throw temper tantrums because things don't go their own way, that you would correct that, Father, that you would wake them up to the reality, Lord, that they're slumbering in the areas that you've called them to be wide awake. Lord, I'm asking you that you would use this time in our lives as you prepare to bring authority, to pull down the strongholds of wickedness in governments, that you would open our hearts to see the harvest, open our eyes to see the breadth of how many are out there waiting just to know love. Lord, I ask that you would break legalism and that you would break elitism off the body of Christ, that you would convict your bride of exclusiveness. Father, cleanse your body from presumption. Lord, I ask that you would cause your people to be more focused upon hearing your voice, focused upon the study of your word, and not push away the presence of the Holy Spirit because they do not understand the fullness of all that the Holy Spirit is. I also ask, Lord, that you would convict the body of seeking signs and wonders more than seeking your will. Father, I ask that those listening would come to a place of standing before you, crying out for the nations, crying out for the lost, that you would hear them saying, Lord, here I am, send me. Father, I bless those listening today with strength in Jesus' name. And I ask that you would answer these prayers because you are faithful and because we are your children. We love you, Father. We worship you. We adore you. Where else can we go? You alone have the words to eternal life. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I ask that you would be willing to share this word with several of your friends, perhaps even print it out, highlight it, pray over it, speak it forth over your nation, your city, your family, your church, the place you fellowship, whether it's a house church, over a cup of coffee with friends. But I encourage you not to just rush through and look for another word somewhere, that you would take heed for this word and that you would allow it to go deep down inside of you and that the Lord would be able to use it to speak to you and commission you to send you out to act upon it. I bless you today in Jesus' name, and if you're looking for more resources or you would like to have more materials, please go to my website, Mary Lindo, at www.marylindo.com. I bless you today in Jesus' name, and I encourage you to not turn backwards.